Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Cole Hamels, they're taking feelers on trading him. They're taking feelers on Shane Victorino. Carlos Lee has told the Dodgers no, so he's going to stay with the Astros. Huh?
I didn't get that either.
They're saying that the biggest roster snubs, let's see, under the radar, two straight years, Twins left-hander Josh Willingham, who hasn't been helped in that time by the quality of his team or the difficulty of his home parks. Willingham hitting 16 homers for the Twins. Hit 29 with Oakland last year. National League, Matt Holliday. Okay. Roster snubs among pitchers. Let's see. James McDonald of the Pirates, certainly be one. Johnny Cueto of the Reds. Zach Greinke of the Brewers, who, of course, was great with the Royals. Be great to see the Phillies get a hold of him. In the American League, maybe for the Yankees, Hiroki Kuroda. Yu Darvish. Biggest lineup snubs. Pablo Sandoval, who got the fan vote, is swinging the bat well, but not as well as Wright. Let's see. And in the American League, certainly Mike Trout is very special. Biggest head scratcher, A's closer Ryan Cook. So.
Yeah. No, you know how I feel about the All-Star game right now. It's travesty.
Travesty?
It's a travesty that Buster Posey is the starting catcher for the National League. I'm not saying he's not good enough to be on the roster, but when you have the guy who's... I think Carlos Ruiz is leading in average right now, and he's not a starter.
Mm-hmm.
Not just among catchers, but he's not a starter among, not leading the averages among catchers. He's leading the majors, and just no starter. Don't get it.
You're mad.
Disappointed. Hmm. But it all goes back to the fact that everybody can put in like 25 ballots online, and that all these major league teams on the website go, vote for your favorite Phillies, vote for your favorite Yankee, vote for your favorite whatever. No, don't vote for your favorite. Vote for the guys that deserve to be there. It's your All-Star game.
Well, you know why the fans lost the All-Star vote at one point?
For reasons like this?
I think 7 Cincinnati Reds 1 year ended up starting.
Well, that's just wrong.
Well, I'm just telling you why.
Right.
You asked why. The incredibly horrible Buster Posey is hitting .303 with 10 home runs and 42 runs batted in.
Did not say he was terrible. Just didn't say. Said I didn't think he deserved to be the starter.
Okay.
Definitely deserves to be there. No argument there. Not the best catcher in the National League right now, though.
And not good at blocking the plate. But guess which team has the second best record in the National League?
The Giants.
Yeah. He leads them in home runs and runs knocked in.
3 Giants starters.
Well, the Giants have the second best record.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying there's 3 Giants starters.
Yeah. Now, who are they? What? Did Melky make it?
Yeah.
Melky should. Melky should. Melky's had a great year, and that's a savvy call by the fans.
Pablo Sandoval.
Yes, at third base.
At third base, right.
David Wright probably should have been starting. Sandoval's having a good year. He's hitting an even 300. Six home runs, 25 knocked in. Not bad.
David Wright was my pick for third base, yeah.
45 games, though. He's missed a lot of time because he's coming back from an injury. Melky is hitting a robust 354.
How many games?
Melky?
Yeah.
He's played 77 games.
That's better than I thought.
It's every game.
I mean, the average is better than I thought. That's what.
Right.
I mean.
He leads. I mean, he's only missed three games the entire season. The Giants have played 80 games. He's played 77 of them. He already has 111 hits. Man, that's an amazing number. 514 slugging percentage. 394 on base percentage. Guy that leads the Giants in home runs is Buster Posey. The guy that leads the Giants in runs, it's Buster Posey. Doubles, Brandon Crawford, Buster Posey, and Melky at 16, Buster is 15. Melky has 7 triples. Wow. Now, this the Giants have played a tougher schedule than the Dodgers have so far, because the Giants have made actually a couple trips, multiple trips into the East. In fact, they'll play the Pirates of the 3-game set beginning on Friday. And Charlie Fisher, who we'll hear from later in the week, by the way, is the biggest Giants fan I know. And as the biggest Giants fan I know, he's got 3 tickets coming up to the game on Friday, and he'll be there for that. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with the suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Homeowners and business owners, listen up. What if you can make an investment in something that will never lose its incredible value? Invest in the most abundant commodity there is, sunshine. Lenape Solar can show you how an investment in a photovoltaic or solar thermal energy system can pay you back through saving money and energy with a great rate of return. In fact, an investment in solar energy pays it forward to your great-grandchildren and to our planet's future. Lenape Solar is your trusted local source for solar energy and energy efficiency solutions. Experts in renewable energy legislation and incentives. Professional, certified installers. Take the path towards energy independence by investing in solar energy with Lenape Solar. This is Justin Charles, and I invite you to schedule your free energy consultation today by calling 570-286-1496, visiting Lenape Solar at 140 South 2nd Street in Sunbury, or find us online at lenapesolar.com.
Greetings, Mark Lawrence from WKOK's On the Mark program. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Our friends Stephen Stamos and Mike Malasevich were on the show talking about energy in the Lewisburg area school district. The show is posted at WKOK.com. Tomorrow on the program, we welcome back to the studios the Northumberland County Commissioner, Vinnie Clousey. He will dissect and explain his tax and borrow 10-year plan for Northumberland County. 8:30 a.m. tomorrow on WKOK and WKOK.com.
17 and a half past the hour. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Monday show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. PurdyInsurance.com and also Market Street in Sunbury. Our phone line powered by Lenape Solar. Go to www.lenapesolar.com. Right now, the wild card leaders are the Dodgers by percentage points over the Pirates and the Mets, with the Braves one back. The Phillies are 7.5 back. In the American League, the Angels and Orioles lead the wild card race with the Angels percentage points up front and the Red Sox a half game back.
Pretty close. Five times. Sweet. No. I voted once.
Anthony Davis, by the way, will probably miss the Olympics for the basketball team. Dwayne Wade's already out with an injury, surgery. I don't think Dwight Howard's playing either.
No.
Davis thing would have been good because then he would have been one of the guys you counted on in 2016. At least would have had the experience. So you have that. Rafi Torres had his ban reduced to 4 games for next season. Marty Brodeur signs a 2-year deal for $9 million, which means at the end of the deal, he'll be 42 years old. Amazing. Jordan Hall, Ohio State running back, cuts his foot. He'll be in a boot. He's out at 10 weeks. May miss the first 2 weeks of the season. Boise State beat the deadline. They're getting out of the Mountain West. They're going to the Big East. Today, by the way, West Virginia is officially a part of the Big 12. Let's see. Other headlines for you. Let's see. Kentucky penalty cost Dillon nationwide points lead. Soccer, Spain, of course, won 4-0 over Italy. Tore them up.
There was some scoring there.
Yeah, tore them up. The Broncos Inc. franchise kicker Prater to a 4-year deal. Guy that bailed out Tim Tebow repeatedly. I sense with Peyton Manning, the field goals will be shorter this year. They won't need any 59-yarders.
You would hope.
Jonathan Vilma lawsuit asking for a quick appeal of ruling. Of course, involved in the issue that they have there. Let's see. La Russa All-Stars draw ire of Brewers and Reds. Of course, La Russa is not accountable to anybody, but no Zach Greinke for one. That's crushing Milwaukee. Could you see him in a Phillies uniform?
Ooh,
he'd be terrific.
Who am I seeing in a Phillies uniform?
Zach Greinke.
Oh, okay.
He'd be great. He'd be great in a Phillies uniform.
Well, now, wait a minute. I want to go back a little bit. You said that La Russa doesn't really have to answer. Doesn't the coach get to pick a couple of players, too?
Yeah, but he's not managing anymore. So, what,
you know, okay.
He'd
right,
have to answer
right,
to anybody.
Right. I understand.
He can just make his choices.
I understand what you mean now.
Yeah, no retribution in the game. Let's see.
Sharapova out at Wimbledon.
Yeah, she's gone.
Federer advances.
Let's see.
And no runoff in the 100 women for third place.
Yes, for third place. This is not a runoff to see who the winner was.
Right.
This is a runoff where the loser's fourth.
Right. Well, yes. It's a runoff where you go to the Olympics or you don't.
It's a match race to see who's fourth. You, of course, would
you
have
make
been.
It sounds so wrong. It's a match race to see who's fourth.
Well, excuse me. Okay, it's not a match race to see who wins.
It's a match race to see who goes to the Olympics. Ow.
Very true.
Sorry.
No. Well, don't start destroying the equipment.
I know. I was taking my frustration.
I've already done that over the weekend. I am playing on the 10th hole. Dave Baker and I went out and played some golf on Saturday. I'm playing at the 10th hole. I drive the ball off the tee. I usually play a little left to right, and I'm left-handed, so I've a little left to right. Well, I take it, and I fly it over the bunker on the right-hand side, and I am in the first cut of rough, but there's a pine tree, and the ball rests 6 inches from the pine tree. Now, if I'm a right-handed player, this is an easy shot. It's an easy shot. But as a left-handed player with the tree right there, I can't do much of anything. I just want to advance the ball, if I can, 20 to 25 feet and get the ball into the fairway. That's what I'm looking to do. So I take out a 5-iron because I just want to take the thing and just knock it straight. That's all I want to do. So I take a practice swing, and when I do, the shaft of the club hits the pine tree. I'm like, whoa.
Uh-oh.
How about that? So then I try it again. Same thing happens. I thought, I looked at Dave. I said, Dave, I can't make this shot. And I couldn't really turn around. I'm not good enough to turn around and try and make a shot right-handed with the club turned upside down. It's not going to happen. I'm going to swing and miss. So I said, you know what I need to do, Davis? I need to just take it, just like chop it, punch at it, right? Just stop the club. I said, I just want to go 20 to 25 feet. I'm not talking yards. I'm talking feet. I take it. I advance it about maybe 30 to 40 feet, right? Get it right in the fairway. Except on the follow through. On the follow-through, it hit the pine tree, and I snapped my 5-iron in two.
No.
So I looked at Dave. We're laughing. And I said, now you guys said you can go back to the clubhouse and say, in a fit of rage. So I want you to go in and tell him I broke the 5-iron over the top of my head.
Now you're playing. This is not a tournament. This is just two guys out playing golf, right?
Yeah, I'm playing my own ball.
All right. Can you give me an explanation why you didn't use the foot wedge?
Because it's cheating.
You could have gone out and used, well, now how do you feel? Now you've cost yourself a pretty nice 5-iron. The foot wedge would have been a lot cheaper.
Well, I bogeyed the hole. I knocked the third shot onto the green about 12 feet away. I slid the putt by and I tapped in.
Well, now I know what to get you for your birthday.
No, I'm just going to go out and buy another 5-iron. It's no big deal. But I thought, oh my goodness. I said, Dave, you saw what I tried to do. He says, yeah. I said, I can't believe it. I must have just hit the follow through just enough. I snapped the thing off.
I've never snapped a club swinging. I have never snapped a club out of anger either. However,
No. It just turned out.
I know.
That I swung it. And when I did on the, and I tried to stop.
Right.
And I just wanted to punch it, but I evidently followed through enough where it hit the pine tree and it wrapped it.
Yeah, see, I've never had that issue. What I did have the one time was I had really missed an iron, which I know will be no surprise to you. So I figured, you know what? I'm going to need the same iron again. So we moved the cart to where the ball was, and in the process, I'm walking my 7-iron with me until it gets caught underneath the back tire. That's how I snapped the 7-iron.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bad.
I had a friend of mine one time take off the tee at an old club. He took an iron out, and the head of the club flew off the club.
Oh, I've seen that happen before.
And we were all ducking for cover.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before.
Yeah, that was not good. Not good.
How come you never see stuff like this when you're watching it on TV, though?
What? Club heads flying off the clubs?
Yeah, you never see club heads flying.
I don't know. It's probably because they have like $2,000 sets of clubs. I mean, they're constructed a little differently than what we're buying.
You might be right.
Yeah. I have to admit, this is a very old 5-iron, though. Very old 5-iron. So then I get to the fourth hole, and which would have been 13, because we started in reverse. We started on 10. Right. And it was 195 yards or something like that, 200 yards. And I said to Dave, I said, it's 200 yards. I said, guess what club I'd be using here? He goes, that 5-iron. I said, yeah. So I took out a 6.
Why wouldn't you take out a 4 and not swing as hard?
Oh, I was hole high. I just missed the green to the right. I mean, I was hole high. Actually, if it was a little straighter, I had it there.
200 yards. I'm happy to get 200 yards out of my 5 wood.
No. No. And the funny thing, I just used that 5-iron on the 17th hole. Because the 17th hole, to me, at the Blue Course at Penn State, is one where whatever the yardage is, you go one club more. All right? So that typically would be, yardage-wise, probably for me, a 6 or a 7-iron. I'd have to make a decision. But because of the way the hole sets up there, for whatever reason, this is just through experience, I know I have to hit one club more and hit a 5-iron. I put the ball about, I put it on the green, maybe about 30, 35 feet to the right of the hole. I just used that 5-iron effectively. And then it betrayed me on a tree.
Permanently.
I may have betrayed it.
I was going to say, I think it was the other way around, wasn't it?
I may have betrayed it.
I had a friend.
Snapped that thing off. And Dave and I are laughing. We thought it was so funny. And it took Dave to get three to get out of the bunker. Twice Dave took three to get out of the bunker. You know what the deal was? He still shot 92.
No, Dave's good.
No, Dave's good.
I had a friend once. And we were talking about golf. He'd never played. And he said, why do you like playing golf? He said, exercise? I'm like, nah, I use a cart most of the time. He said, well, what is the fascination of taking a little white ball, hitting it God knows how many yards into a hole just a little bit bigger than the ball? He said, what is the fascination with it? I said, oh, no. I don't play golf to be entertained. I don't play golf for the exercise. I just play it for the frustration. And believe me, I get a lot of frustration out in a golf game.
Well, yeah, I mean, you also think it's important to see who finishes fourth in a race.
Third. Who finishes third? I don't care who finishes fourth.
Fourth, gone. Well, don't you think didn't it work out in terms of sportsmanship better this way?
Well, I'm not going to deny that. Yeah. Unless you're the one who conceded and you look really good now watching the Olympics.
What do you mean watching? What are you talking about? Let me see here.
She's going to go in the relay, yeah.
Right. They're both going.
Not the same. All contests should be decided on the field, not in a negotiation setting. And then there was silence from the Sunbury Motor Studios.
Who finishes fourth is big to you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Monday edition sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit them online at purdyinsurance.com. Find out how they can help you save a few bucks on some auto, home, and life insurance. Your calls at 800-795-9565 via the Lenape Solar Hotline. You can find out how they can actually make you some money, too. Visit lenapesolar.com for the details. Again, your calls 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Discussed a lot of different topics today. I want to hear what you want to discuss as well on the toll-free line. You can email Steve Jones, stevejones@wkok.com, and you can visit us on Facebook, too, just by going on your Facebook account, searching Steve Jones Show, and then you can make a post on Facebook. One of the things you'll find at stevejonesshow.com is something we talked about early on, the Olympic training camp. And not the season now, just online to stevejonesshow.com anytime in the next 24 hours or more and make your opinion known. Olympics or NFL training camp. That's all available at stevejonesshow.com. From the NFL world, news and the rumor mill churning a lot on the pre-training camp in July here from the Dolphins that, according to reports, David Garrard is the clubhouse leader for the Miami job with Ryan Tannehill, not in the running to start at the moment. According to reports, Garrard's got a leg up on Tannehill and the incumbent starter, Matt Moore, and has started to emerge as a favorite to be the starting quarterback in Miami. Now, the Palm Beach Post adds some fuel to that fire, saying that it's hard to argue with Garrard as the leader, but also reports that Tannehill is not in the running as well to start at the moment. You know, when he throws a couple of picks, though, and people in Miami start to get upset, I think Tannehill all of a sudden will be in the running much, much quicker than maybe originally thought. The Jets are in the same situation, I think. I mean, you're gonna see the Jets fans get upset the first couple of times that there's an issue at quarterback, and all of a sudden they're going to be calling for more than just the fourth down quarterback, if you want to call him that, because there's discussion that he may be the up back he being Tebow, being the up back there in some formations on fourth down, because that can open the door to them doing a lot more. So I think the Jets are in the same situation. That's the bad part when you have a battle at quarterback early in the season. Fans will want the most popular quarterback on the team, and that's the one on the bench for a team that's struggling. We'll talk more about that as well as other stuff. Your topics included as well at 800-795-9565. That's the Letopy Solar Hotline, 800-795-9565.
Ensuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
All right, so I'm on the phone with Jack Ham.
Yeah.
All right. And you're on doing the segment because Jack called during the news.
Right.
And went a little longer than I thought it was going to go. Okay.
We're going to give him the clock so he can see the windows there to call.
And he says to me, is that guy talking about? He says, Ryan Tannehill starting in Miami. He says, yeah. I said, Jack, they haven't gotten the training camp yet. He says, I know. Why? I said, you have to understand the show. He says, really? He said, explain it to me. I said, no, I can't. I don't understand it either.
Wow. I'm not even. No. You can't bash me if I'm not in the room officially to do it. That's not fair. That's
Jack and I. Well, you have to give us credit. Jack and I were both listening to you.
Well, that's true. Not sure if that's good or bad.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of us has a book, but I mean, I don't know if it's going to help you. Today's show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com or number 1-800-795-9565. That phone line is powered by Lenape Solar. Go to lenapesolar.com. We are at the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio where we can listen to Kevin Herr ramble on about quarterbacks not even in training camp.
Well, but this one had a little bit to do with the Hard Knock show, I'm sure.
4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
They're not even filming it yet.
No, but they will be. I mean, they're trying. I mean, this has to do with all about promotion now. It's all about promotion now, baby.
Well, if you say so. First of all, he'll know Mike Sherman's offense. That part will be fine. It's the part where the game is going at 1,000 miles per hour. That'll be the part that is disturbing.
All right, let me pose this question to you then. You have Tannehill. You have other rookie quarterbacks in this draft. There's two rookie quarterbacks that are going to start almost immediately.
Yeah.
If not immediately.
Yeah.
What makes those two guys different?
What makes them different? Well, for one thing, they both have been quarterbacks their entire career.
Okay, well, what makes them different, ready to make that step now?
Okay. Ryan Tannehill began his career as a wide receiver.
Should make him a better quarterback, though.
At Texas A&M. Well, it also means he hasn't had the reps.
True.
Just because he played another position doesn't make him a better quarterback, because when he drops back to pass and you have gigantic individuals consumed with hate running at you, and you have to figure out where all the pieces are in the field, it doesn't matter that you played wide receiver before. I mean, at least you know the passing game. That part helps you. I think you know what the routes are. You know what's expected of a receiver.
That's what I was thinking.
But.
Well, what makes these two guys, what makes Griffin, for example, different that he's ready to be a starter?
Better arm, better mobility.
Well,
playmaker.
Well, we always talk about the speed of the game being different. Now, I'm not saying neither one should be a starter. I'm not at all.
They're
insinuating
both going
that.
To be starters,
right? And I'm not insinuating that. I'm just saying, why is it that these guys are ready for the speed difference? What's the one thing that you see in them that makes them different?
All right, let's start with Luck. Luck has a Manning-esque feature about him. He's able to get to the line of scrimmage. He's able to see where the majority of the chess pieces are on the field at the same time. Even though the game will be going faster for him, he still understands that the linebacker may do this, the defensive end may do that, and he has a good read on what the middle linebacker is going to do, plus what the coverage is going to be, and what may be available in the coverage. He's very good at doing that, and he can do that at the line of scrimmage, which he did at Stanford. He also ran a pro-style offense in Stanford, which helps him very much. Griffin, on the other hand, like Luck, has good footwork. Luck has better footwork, has a big arm, and athletically has the ability that when he is being chased by the 300-pounder consumed with hate, that he can get away with him and frustrate the 300-pounder who's consumed with hate and then make a play downfield.
I do like the 300-pounder consumed with hate. That's good. That's a good analogy.
I saw something the other day. They were talking about rating the top players voted top players.
Okay.
That Eli Manning 31st.
Yeah,
what? What? They had Ray Lewis ahead of him. What? What? Come at me again? Ray Lewis was ahead of Eli Manning? Are you kidding me? Let's see now. What's the biggest game on the planet? The Super Bowl. What quarterback has made the biggest plays at the biggest moments in the biggest game? Twice. Who has the ball in their hands? You'd be amazed by having the ball in your hand. You actually have more control over the game.
Winners want the ball.
I mean, Manning has got to be in the top 5 to 10. I mean, I can buy Aaron Rodgers. Of course I can. I think anybody could. You know, I could buy Tom Brady. I think anybody could. I can buy Drew Brees being up there. Sure. But Eli Manning has won 2 Super Bowls. Is he the greatest quarterback in the game? No, but I'll tell you right now, when the money's on the table, Eli Manning plays ball. And according to people who work with the Giants, they say, you get in the film room, they say, you'd be shocked when you sit there and what that kid knows. They said, what he knows and how he gets them in and out of certain plays. It's amazing what some guys, I mean, Ray Lewis doesn't even play every down anymore. For goodness sakes. Jumps up and down, yells and screams before the game and things like that. Oh, yeah, it's really cool.
That's great for NFL films.
Yeah, that's terrific. You know? Great player in his day, great leader in his day. But right now, on this particular day, 2012, I'm sorry. You tell me, if you have a choice between having Eli Manning, you have a choice between Eli Manning and Ray Lewis to be on your football team, I'm picking the quarterback every time. He has the ball. I mean, he has the ball in his hands. That's what the game's about. You got the ball in your hands, you make a play. Now, can you make the plays without the ball in your hands? Sure. But I'm going to go with a guy who has the ball in his hands, and a guy that, when he has the ball in his hands, makes throws and escapes pressure like David Tyree, makes a throw to Plexico Burris when he needs it, makes a throw to Mario Manningham when he needs it, and does so on the biggest stage with all the pressure on him. I mean, you think about the plays that Eli Manning has made in the fourth quarter of 2 Super Bowls. In the clutch, winning plays. I mean, does he foul up a Seattle game? Sure he does. But Tom Brady threw 4 interceptions against Buffalo. Everybody has their days. But this entire thought process of Eli Manning being Peyton's younger brother and whatever. Excuse me. In the end, Eli Manning has 2 Super Bowl rings. The guy the Giants actually drafted, Philip Rivers, doesn't have any. I was just surprised. The players had him ranked 31st. What are you watching? I was shocked by that. I mean, quarterback is the single most important position in football.
It's probably the one you spend the most money on, too.
Well, you should be. It's the most important position on the field. Let's see. Let me see. I guess NFL.com has theirs. But how do you do that? I mean, I don't quite get the thought process behind that. Let's see here. Yeah, Eli Manning, 31. Roethlisberger's ahead of him. James Harrison's ahead of him. What? Frank Gore. What? Clay Matthews. Julius Peppers. These are the guys in front of him. Arian Foster. Jason Pierre-Paul. He's not even the MVP on his own team. Wes Welker. Ray Rice. Rob Gronkowski, 21. Ray Lewis, 20. He plays part-time now. Troy Polamalu. LeSean McCoy. Team didn't make the playoffs. Justin Smith, a defensive end. Ed Reed, whom I really think is terrific. Andre Johnson. Okay. Tight end Jimmy Graham of the Saints. These are all ahead of Eli Manning.
Really?
Jared Allen. Maurice Jones-Drew of the Jags. Terrell Suggs. Oh, I feel a twinge. Patrick Willis. Okay.
Oh, I feel a twinge.
Okay, Nagata of the Ravens. Adrian Peterson, Larry Fitzgerald, DeMarcus Ware of the Cowboys?
What?
Darrell Revis, then Tom Brady's 4, Calvin Johnson is 3, Breeze is 2, and Aaron Rodgers is 1. They have Manning 31st on this list. 31, okay? He's won 2 Super Bowls, and he didn't game manage either one of them.
What do you do for me lately?
He's won 2 Super Bowls as a quarterback where he made huge plays. Huge plays. Tim Tebow's 95. He's 95?
I don't get that one either. I have to admit.
95?
I like Tebow. Don't get me wrong, but I don't think he should be on that list.
Says here, one of the more polarizing figures in sports today.
No argument.
Started for the Broncos midway through 2011, led team to an improbable run to the playoffs. Then beat Steelers on 80-yard touchdown pass.
It doesn't say that. You made that up.
No, it says it right here.
You made it up.
No, it says it right. I just quoted it. Tebow's 80-yard touchdown pass in overtime gives the Broncos a wild card win over the Steelers.
Yeah, but you made it sound worse.
I don't know, I can make it sound worse.
It was pretty bad.
Let's see. Eli Manning, 31. It says, notes, not many believe that Manning, when he said last offseason he was one of the elite quarterbacks in the league, but he went out and backed it up by passing for a career-high 4,933 yards. More importantly, he won his second Super Bowl MVP award as the Giants beat the Patriots for the title. He's 31. He's not even the highest-ranked guy in his own team. Jason Pierre-Paul, a pass rusher? I'm fine with Pierre-Paul being in the top 30, but he's got to be behind Manning. Let's see. DeMarcus Ware. What makes him so special? Ware might be the premier pass rusher, 19.5 sacks, 2011, average 14 per season, best game, 4 sack effort against the Eagles. That doesn't count.
But he's not going to win and lose the game either.
No, of course not. He'll be a reason why you win the game. I mean, but
right. I mean, the quarterback position's more has more control over that.
Of course it does. Of course it does. I mean, the Ravens' nose tackle. Ravens have many high-profile names on defense. Most important guy may be the nose tackle, who finished the season with a career-high 64 tackles, 36 unassisted, 5 sacks, 3rd Pro Bowl appearance. He's the 9th-ranked player in the league. Okay?
Wow.
He is ranked 22 spots ahead of the 2-time Super Bowl MVP. You know the one where they give you rings at the end?
And then cars.
I mean, this is unbelievable. Jared Allen. Right? Jared Allen, defensive end of the Vikings. Fell just short of setting single season sack record, but did set a Vikings club record with 22 sacks. Right? Okay. Now, what good did his 22 sacks do the Vikings last year?
Let's see, how far did they get in the postseason?
That's right. Meanwhile, the other guy threw for almost 5,000 yards and won the Super Bowl MVP again. Again.
By the way, before things wrap up here for the day and we get to the news, I do want to let you know, because we were talking about this earlier in the program, Steve, the trade for Jim Thome. We talked about Gabriel Lino, the 19-year-old catcher.
Yep.
He's going to go to single-A Lakewood.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Phillies lead scouts says he's a high ceiling catcher. Mm-hmm. Kyle Simon, the 21-year-old sidearm right-hander.
Yep, seen him.
He's going to go to Clearwater.
Okay. That's okay.
So I just wanted to. We were talking about whether they would make it up to Williamsport or not.
They're both in A-ball.
Yep.
They're all both in A-ball.
Not quite ready for the move up yet.
I mean, this is just mind-boggling.
You're still stuck on that.
I think it's mind-boggling. What's the most important position on the field?
You're not going to get any argument from me. I am with you 110%.
Okay. Now, is this guy Joe Montana? No.
No. Not yet.
Okay. No, he's not Joe Montana. Okay. He's not Johnny Unitas. He's not Bart Starr. He's not Roger Staubach. But he's really good. He's really good. You don't win two Super Bowl MVPs and make the plays in the fourth quarter he's made where there's more pressure on everybody and he acts like he's the calmest guy in the field making plays. The throw to Manningham makes a great catch, no doubt. But the throw he makes is unbelievable. I mean, in the clutch to make that throw on the biggest stage. And if DeMarcus Ware is so great, how come in the last game of the season when the Giants needed to win to just make the playoffs, how come DeMarcus Ware didn't neutralize Eli Manning and Manning won the game again? I know. Maybe I don't want to watch enough football. Maybe I'm not smart enough.
No, that's got to be the problem.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers 1. Yeah, I can see it. Breeze 2. I can see that. Calvin Johnson is incredible, but you know somebody has to get the ball to Calvin Johnson. Okay, somebody has to get the ball to him. Well, more fun and frivolity coming up tomorrow, but then again, isn't that what we do? Thanks to Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, purdyinsurance.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow as Kevin will go through why the Olympics should have runoffs for fourth place.